Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we taught that those that reject the gospel are no better than Sodom and Gomorrah. Listen closely as we begin there.
Foundation for the Bible.
I believe that all of you listening to me would say Sodom and Gomorrah were terrible places. But notice what the Lord says in Matthew chapter 10. Jesus had sent out the disciples and said, if they don't receive you after you preach the word, then you leave and shake off the dust of your feet. But verse 15 says this for those who reject the word among the lost sheep of Israel. Just as many local churches that have left the word in the faith of our fathers. And there in verse 15 he says, verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Again, that is in Matthew chapter 10, verse 15. If you think preaching against homosexuality or sin in general is a bad thing, you get mad because you know somebody is there and that's a sin in their life, that preacher should never preach on that. Let me tell you something about Jesus. The Bible says of him, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and that light was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, what does he mean by light and darkness? His life being the light of men? Well, it's through Jesus Christ we get eternal light. And you see it more understood in John chapter 3. Now, people go to John chapter 3, they automatically think of John 3:16 and maybe even 7, where it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Some people would use that for, say, shouldn't preach on sin because Jesus didn't come to condemn. No, he didn't come to save them from the condemnation. Or he said in the very next verse, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, in John 7 and verse 7, we find a very interesting thing that it says about Jesus Christ. For there we read this, the world, Jesus said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of that the works, plural, thereof are evil. Now, why is it important that he said the works? Because it means that he named sins in his preaching. And that is why they hated him. He came into a light as a light to the world. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, you go back to John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21, then you begin to understand. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Now, friend, darkness. Therefore, in John 3:19-21, is identified. It's sin. It's evil. People have to know they're sinners before they can be saved. Jesus being the light coming to the world, his preaching revealed the specific sins of man, as well as the fact that he was a sinner, which man didn't want to be called a sinner, and he didn't want his sins named. And when their sin is revealed, they did not want to come to the light, because he knows he is turning to light from the darkness if he's going to be saved. If you're doing evil, and you don't want saved from it, you don't want to turn from it, you will hate preaching that names and reveals sin that is in your life. But if you receive the message of light, then you will come to Christ to be cleansed from those sins, from their power, as well as their penalty. You know, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, it speaks of the Word of God as a light that shineth in a dark place. And this is a world of sin. It's a dark place. So his appearing shines a light that shows us we need to be saved. But then we must also realize that we simply cannot save ourselves. And when we understand that, we can see the grace of God that saves when we, by free will, choose to receive that salvation. We receive it as stated in Acts chapter 20 and verse 21, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. God, because Jesus was Emmanuel, God come in the flesh, but he was deity. All sin is against God. Even if you murder your neighbor, you say, well, that's a sin against my neighbor, yes, but God is the creator, so he says, that's a sin against him. You've destroyed what he's created. My children got their DNA and so much from me, but they got their spirit from God. And so, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, believing that in his humanity, his death, his burial, and his resurrection from the dead bodily, literally, having paid in full our price, he is the propitiation, the entire payment for our sin for all time, so we're trusting our very life into his hand. So we're turning from ourselves, we're turning from sin to turn to Jesus Christ, for him to cleanse us, for him to receive us to his glory one day. As we receive him, for he says, as many as receive him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. And my friend, Titus tells us in chapter 2, verses 11 through 13, that this grace of God has appeared to all men. That shows us that no one is excluded. You simply come to Jesus Christ, and you'll find that Jesus Christ will save you. You know, I read those verses because it meant so much to me. I'm saved the same way anybody else is saved, even the way Peter and John and Paul and everybody else saved us through the Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 11, there were people that had a chance to repent and didn't. Now, allow these people that Jesus preached to them to be a warning to you. For in chapter 11 of Matthew, chapter 20 through 24, we read this. Then began he, that is Jesus, to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted into heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty work which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say to you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. Now, we talk about the homosexuality and so forth of Sodom. But understand, a homosexual can be saved. Jesus is telling us here, if the works that were done here were done in Sodom, those people would repent. What? They were noted for their homosexuality, their immorality. God can save a homosexual. And their testimony too, as 1 Corinthians 6:11 says, can be, and such were some of you, but they're not anymore. Why? Because they're cleansed by the blood. They're set apart by the Spirit of God. Sanctified. Oh, yeah. You see it? Sodom had no Bible. Without Christ, one has not only a weak defense, he has no defense against the Almighty Judge of the universe. Look, I pray for and support missions as they go to places. Places where they have no Bible. Their eternal destruction is set if they do not hear and receive Christ. But if you love your family and you love your country, then realize it will be worse for them than for the people who have no Bible and have never heard. We must warn. We must witness. In Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 8 to 11, we read the following. God says, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that he should repent.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation for the Bible says.